Later that evening, Andola returns to her baby zeppelin moored below the Illuminato. Everyone else retires to their quarters. The next morning, Jack, Mojo, and Claudine climb into the wicker basket and are lowered back down to the clockwork city below.
The captain is not coming with us.
He said he'd join us later.
He's pretty excited about the automata. He wants to wind one up and see what they do.
Hey, look, there's Andola. She's waiting below. Should I call her Fraulein von Falkenstein?
I kind of like Super Frau.
Oh, you two. Now be nice.
Yeah, she's bigger than both of us.
Great point.
Ooh, here comes the ground.
Bonjour, Claudine.
Oh, bonjour, Andola.
Good morning, Mojo.
Good morning, Andola.
Guten Morgen, Herr Flanders.
Please, just Jack will be fine.
Guten Morgen, Herr Jack.
All right, cut it out, huh?
Jack?
Yes?
The automata are rusted. Do you have lubricant?
You're looking at the ones left out in the rain. The ones inside are in pretty good shape.
Andola, do you know anything about this island?
I believe it is a gargantuan clock.
The whole island is a clock?
But what was its function?
Perhaps the automata will tell us.
You think they can speak?
Why not? I can speak.
And we don't have to wind you up.
She's always wound up.
Jack.
We found some good ones over in that building. Come on, we'll show you.
I find this most interesting.
The ones in here are all dressed up.
Yeah, they're a little dusty, though.
This one is the magician.
Why is he the magician?
I think he did card tricks.
We haven't been able to wind him up.
Yeah, we don't have a key.
Over here is the devil. What? Where is he?
He's gone?
You found the devil?
Oh, yeah. He had horns, a pitchfork, and a long tail, and he was standing right here.
Wait a minute. Look. There are footprints, and I don't mean ours. Look at these.
What is it?
Oh, man. Cloven hooves.
Hooves of the devil?
Oh, but what is this line in the dust?
The devil walked, dragging his tail behind him.
That's exactly what it looks like.
And he went off around the corner. Hey, he's back here.
Is he still moving?
No. If he is wound up, it looks like he's wound down now.
Oh, he really does have a devilish smile.
Mojo, was he smiling before?
Oh, yeah, he had a little devilish grin.
But who wound him up?
Are they all replicas of human beings?
Well, there's an ostrich outside, but he's been pretty rusted.
We've only explored one of the buildings.
There may be a whole menagerie on this island.
Will the captain restart the clock?
We haven't seen the clockworks.
If there is a clock, I think it's down inside the island.
There was a reason the clock stopped.
Yeah, it's probably broken.
Maybe we can fix it.
If you start the clock, what will happen?
We don't know. We haven't thought beyond that.
Perhaps you should.
What are you saying?
Do you know something about this island?
I do not. I will now converse with the trees. Perhaps they know.
That shouldn't take long. Not a lot of trees around here.
Andola, wait for me. I want to join you.
Give my regards to the trees.
We will.
Mojo, have you ever tried conversing with the trees?
Trees don't say much.
Yeah, I've noticed. See that building over there? What do you think that is?
Are those stained glass windows?
What kind of religion do they practice here?
Aren't automata agnostics?
Well, it's probably some kind of wind-up religion. Most of them are. Let's take a look inside. That looks like an altar, right?
Is this a church? And are those saints? Do they wind up?
I wonder if whoever lived here was so lonely. He created a clockwork society just just to keep him company.
Well, if he did all this by himself, he must have lived for a very long time.
So what do you think? Christian or pagan?
Looks to me a little of both. Now, see those three women? That one looks like their Virgin Mary. But this one, she's the high priestess.
Yeah, how do you know that?
Well, she's wearing a two-horned crown with a moon in between. That's the crown of Isis, the high priestess.
Well, okay, but what about the third one?
Oh, she's the oracle, or the crone. I'd love to wind these women up to see what they would do.
Oh, God, look at the one back in the shadows.
Well, who is that? Oh, man. He's wearing a hoodie and carrying a scythe.
Yep, it's none other than the Grim Reaper.
Well, let's not wind him up.
I'm with you there.
Flanders.
What? Yes, Captain.
Where are you?
At this moment, I'm actually looking into the face of death.
What was that?
It's okay, the Reaper is wound down. I hope.
What death are you speaking of, Flanders?
It's one of the automata.
You have discovered death?
Yeah, scythe, hoodie, the whole works.
Does he have a gun?
A gun? No. Why?
There's a saying. You cannot hide from the Grim Reaper, especially when he has a gun.
Well, I will remember that one.
Is Mojo with you?
Yep, he's here.
Captain, there's an altar here with three life-size wind-up women. They look like the Virgin, the High Priestess, and the Oracle, or the Crone.
All the automata? They are archetypes, are they not?
I think you're right.
Flanders, keep looking. I will join you soon. Ciao.
Hey, man, look at this.
What's that?
Footprints in the dust.
Yes, and they're recent. Where do they lead?
Behind the altar.
I hope they weren't made by cloven hooves.
Well, you know what they say? Behind the cross stands the devil. And there she is.
The devil?
No, but she's pretty scary. Jack, meet the sorceress.
Ooh, she looks like something out of Snow White.
What I want to know is, how did she move?
I have no idea.
Oh, man. It's like she wound herself up, she took a few steps, and she stopped.
Yeah, but they can't wind themselves, can they?
I don't see how. And I don't think it's Andola. She'd leave big footprints.
Yeah, I've noticed.
I wish these islands came with an operator's manual.
And meanwhile, back on the Illuminato.
Contessa, the automata Jack and Mojo have discovered? It appears each is an archetype.
But Henrik, why populate a clockwork city with clockwork archetypes?
Well, Dr. Carl Gustav Jung, he believed archetypes were a universal image, a pattern, a motif, representing all human experience. The hero, the wicked witch, the wizard, the trickster. When we encounter them in stories, instantly we recognize each one.
And what about the captain and the Contessa?
Yes, of course. We all are archetypes, are we not?
Then, who is Jack Flanders?
He is the unwilling hero.
And Mojo?
The magician.
And Claudine?
Perhaps the maiden?
Or the high priestess.
Do you think so?
Yes, I do.
The high priestess. She is a mystery. I believe you are right.
Andola, do you know anything about this island?
Once upon a time, it was the empire of a clock.
What does that mean?
It was precise. It was mechanical. It was a clockwork kingdom.
But what was the purpose? Why create a cosmic clock?
It was not a cosmic clock.
But it served a purpose, did it not?
The mechanical empire kept order. When the clock stopped, the islands of the archipelago drifted apart.
If we can restart the clock, will order be restored?
Time cannot be turned back.
I know, I know. But the automata, what was their purpose?
When we wind them, we will see.
The king, the klutz, the knight in shining armor. You name it, I bet we'll find them all here.
You know, you may be right. They're all archetypes.
Oh, man. man. There's got to be a way to get these guys moving again. I want to see what they do.
Well, Mojo, you know, somebody wound up Satan and the Sorceress. Unless they moved on their own.
Let's check out that building. See who else is in there.
Maybe some more notorious characters, huh?
Hey, look at this.
Oh, it's an upright piano.
No, come on over here and meet the piano player.
Who is that?
That's a wind-up Fats Waller.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, look at that smile. And look at those big eyes. And that derby he's wearing.
You know, he does kind of resemble him. At least he ain't misbehaving.
Man, that's Fats.
Mojo, look at this one.
Oh, yeah.
Be voluptuous for a woman you can wind up.
She looks like a hot Carmen.
Or a lusty Mae West.
Oh, Miss West, I've heard so much about you.
Oh, yeah, honey? But you can't prove a thing.
Goodness, what lovely diamonds.
Well, goodness had nothing to do with it, dearie. You know, what we have here is the classic femme fatale.
I wish we could wind up and see what she has to say.
Mojo, you know, some women you just never want to wind up.
Oh, man.